Welcome to the first episode of Laugh and Learn Teenager Edition, where we dive into the big stuff every week on a Tuesday. My name is Daniel Collins, and today the topic comes from Tia Kettle, and she wants 4 questions covered about respectful relationships. We've got a pro in the house to help us out with our questions, and no, he's not here to fix our tech issues. Although, if he could, we'd probably make him do that too. The relationships and the questions are more than just friends. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yo, Dan, my name is Dr. McCracken, and I am that pro.
Can I call you doctor?
No, please call me Dr. McCracken, Dan.
Anyways, let's continue. So, doctor, what are some effective strategies for addressing and improving a relationship when you feel it may not be respectful?
Well, Dan, a good start could be to use open communication. Have a chill combo about how you feel. Use I statements to express how you feel instead of pointing fingers. An example is, I feel undervalued when. You can also use active listening. Show you value the other person's opinion or perspective by showing open body language and maintaining eye contact. Listen to their side of the story without interrupting or becoming defensive.
On that note, what are some signs of a healthy relationship?
Some signs of a healthy relationship are trust, support, equality, and respect.
Can you break that down a bit more?
Trust is the fundamental key to a relationship. Both partners believe in each other's reliability and integrity. There is a mutual confidence in each other's intentions. Support in a relationship looks like when partners actively support each other's goals, dreams, and challenges. It's like cheering on your friend at karaoke, even if they sing off-key. They should offer encouragement and understanding and be there for each other. The relationship should be balanced, with both partners contributing equally to decision-making, responsibilities, and emotional investment. Respect is when each person values the other's opinions, boundaries, and individuality.
Next up, can you hit us with 3 ways how someone can be a good partner or friend?
One way could be to show appreciation, as in regularly expressing gratitude and appreciation for the other person. The second way is you can both engage in quality time, spend meaningful time together, engaging in activities that both of you enjoy. This could be having deep conversations or simply enjoying each other's company. Quality time helps deepen your bond and creates lasting memories. And the last one is to be okay with your differences. Learn to embrace and respect the differences between you and the other person, whether it's differing opinions, interests, or backgrounds. Appreciating these differences can enrich the relationship and help you grow together.
I have one more question for you before the ending. Can you describe 4 emotional characteristics an individual might want in a partner?
4 big ones are empathy, honesty, emotional stability, and compassion.
Could you explain?
The reason is empathy helps create a deep emotional connection that ensures that both partners feel understood and supported. An honest partner is open about their feelings, intentions, and actions, which builds trust and prevents misunderstandings. No more pretending to like their questionable cooking just to avoid a dinner disaster. A partner with emotional stability can handle stress, conflicts, ups and downs with resilience. A compassionate partner is attentive to their partner's needs and strives to provide support and care.
Thanks for coming in for an interview. And thank you for listening to Laugh and Learn. And remember, to tackle disrespect in relationships, use open communication and show active listening. Some signs of a healthy relationship are trust, support, equality, and respect. And emotional characteristics you might want in a partner are empathy, honesty, emotional stability, and compassion. Catch you next Tuesday when we dive into your comments. Don't miss it.